It's Wednesday night and time for the Chadron State Sports Journal presented by Nebraska Bank.
And then they're also looking to add beach wrestling to the 2028 Olympics, so I am training for that.
I'm looking at all my keys. Like Coach said, if that backer fills, I flow. If he flows, I fill. And I'm just looking for that extra yard every time just so that I can put the offense in the best position I can.
Mental health is health. Just making sure that we're shining light to it and allowing the athletes, not just on our campus, but all over the world, to know that they're not alone in this fight.
Voice of the Eagles, Dave Collins, visits with coaches, athletes, and CSE sports newsmakers. Here's your host with tonight's edition of the CSE Sports Journal, presented by Nebraska Bank.
Welcome to another edition of the CSE Sports Journal. I'm Dave Collins, and our show is always brought to you by Nebraska Bank on Wednesday nights. And tonight we're going to talk CSE volleyball with two guests in the studio here tonight. We've got coach and player, head coach Jen Stadler, and star player Mason Fagot, who's really having a great season. Ladies, thanks for coming in. It's going to be awesome to talk to you here today.
Yeah, thank you so much, Dave, for having us. It's always a pleasure to come in and speak with you.
Mason, how are you doing?
I'm good. I'm excited to be here. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. We did a post-game show once, and now we'll get to learn a little bit more about you here in the studio. Coach can tell us all about the season and the great things you've been doing, too. And let's kind of dive right into the season situation. You're right in the thick of the playoff hunt, coming into this weekend in a tie with Colorado Christian for those final two RMAC playoff spots. We'll start with you, Coach. How are you and your team getting prepared for a really fun yet also kind of anxious weekend that's coming up?
Yeah, I think this weekend is it's kind of nice because I know that there is a little bit of stress and pressure. You know, obviously our goal every year is to make the RMAC playoffs, but I feel like this season, like, everybody can, like, taste it, right? So I think what's nice about having the pods this weekend is we know that these games, although they matter, obviously, for our overall record, it gives us a chance to take a breath and just kind of focus on our play, get back to playing great volleyball on our side of the net, maybe gain a little bit of our confidence back from, you know, last week, maybe losing it a little bit going 0-2. And so then that gives us a chance to kind of regroup before we go back into, like, the actual conference games that mean something to, like, our conference record.
Right. And those pod games, they don't count fans for the RMAC seeding is what Coach is talking about. Yeah. And we'll get into that in just a second. Talked about it in a post game too earlier this season a little bit. It's a new thing that the RMAC is doing. But Mason, how about you? What's it like for you to be in this playoff chase? Is it, how much fun is it? How exciting is it? And what's the feeling you've got going into the weekend?
Yeah, kind of like Coach said, you know, every year obviously the goal is to make the tournament, but this year it was like our biggest goal. It was what we work for at practice every day. And so I think we're just really hungry to make it this year. And I'm excited for us to finish out the season because I think we have so much potential to make it. And we're just all, like, striving for it every day at practice, at practice, when we're watching film, just everything. So
how much easier is it for you to want to, you know, put the gear on and get to practice and get on the bus and these long road trips that can take you away from school and home and that are make you pretty tired when you come back, when you're in the thick of something like this, as opposed to a season where things are like, hey, we're not going to have a postseason or something to chase? That hunger factor, does it make it more fun to be a part of this year?
Oh yeah, for sure. I feel like this season has flown by in the best way. Like, I was looking at the schedule and I was like, oh my gosh, I can't believe it hasn't even felt like it's been that long. And even though, like, the road trips do suck sometimes, it is totally outweighed by just the grit that we have this year and the play that we have.
Mason Fagot and Coach Jen Stadler with us today on the CSC Sports Journal. The weekend matches, they're all at Adams State in Alamosa, with ASU, of course, and the New Mexico Highlands is going to be up there too. So three teams playing at one site. You all play each other once, kind of a round-robin deal. And as Coach said, they don't count for the RMAC seeding because of this pod format. And you kind of touched on it a little bit about the mindset and the approach, Coach. Knowing that they don't count, do you mix up lineup at all? Do you really strategize differently, or just, you know, to try to build the confidence? Maybe speak a little more to what you're going to do to treat these matches as they aren't RMAC seeding type matches.
Yeah, I mean, we're going into these matches this weekend with the same mindset that we would if they did count, because they do count to our overall record. You know, we plan to still, you know, do the same type of lineup that we've been doing. We're still preparing for the matches the same way that we you know, do every other week when, you know, when they're counting towards our record, still scouting, you know, still watching film, all of those things. I think, like I said, the biggest thing is just not taking those deep breaths and just like going into the weekend to go into the weekend. Like, we still have to come in and we still have to play well. We still have to have a good performance, because if we walk away from these matches and we don't play well, that's going to sit with us for the next week. And we definitely don't want that going, that feeling going into the conference weekend, you know, against Colorado Christian and then against the two teams in South Dakota. So using this weekend to, like I said, gain our confidence back, play hard, you know, maybe get better at some things that we haven't been performing at a high level at. You know, I think one of the things that we've been focusing on so far this week in practice is being a little bit more intentional defensively, both front row and back row. I know we're a really good defensive team. I felt like the last few games we haven't been performing in those areas at a high level. And so just kind of getting back to those, you know, making sure that we're focusing on the small things, being really disciplined. And so this week will give us a good chance to see, like, are we able to still grow a little bit and push ourselves, even though we've had a little bit of success? That drive and want to get better still has to be there, and it still has to be a crucial part of our team.
And one of the things to add in with you talking about, we were going to go out and try to win this, of course. You know, overall record, that's a part of the big tiebreaker system too. My after conference record, it's overall. So absolutely, these are ones you want to have that tiebreaker if it comes down to something like that. And then you touch to the confidence too of how you're going to want to keep that with you and get things back onto a positive set after losing on Saturday to Westminster. So let's kind of get into that a little bit. Saturday, a back and forth match. We'll start with Coach, and we'll talk to Mason. A five-setter, went to Westminster. They're one of those teams trying to get in, too, just like you guys. There's a good bunch of teams trying to get in. You bounce back and tie the match at one, then 25-8 in the third set, just a total blowout. Can you take us through sort of the ups and downs, the roller coaster of Saturday night, and what really kind of made the difference in the end?
Yeah, I mean, I think you hit it with saying a roller coaster. Like, I really felt our team was a roller coaster that day. Like, you know, set one, I think we played okay. I thought set two, we, you know, started to kind of, you know, build a little bit. Obviously set three, I think things just were going well for us, you know, just kind of rolling offensively there. But then set four, you know, they came out really aggressive, and I just think that we, you know, kind of got in that low early set four and then just really never could gain momentum back on that roller coaster, if you will. And then set five, you know, we had our chance. We were up 10-9 and had a lot of errors in the last, I wouldn't say like big errors, like unforced errors, or just not making those plays that we usually make. You know, obviously allowed them to win that set and then win the match. You know, the thing I talked about to our team after the game is that, you know, we have to make sure that we don't have complacency. You know, Westminster is a growing program just like us. They've been beating some teams just like us. And so we've got to make sure that no matter who's across the net, whether it's, you know, a Wayne State or New Mexico Highlands, who is lower in our conference, like, we have to go into every match and play to the best of our abilities and earn our own points and not just think we're going to come in and beat any team just because we've been winning some games. So again, we just got to make sure that we have that drive. And I just felt like we, like you said, we were a little bit of a roller coaster. We weren't playing clean volleyball. We weren't playing our best consistent volleyball on our side of the net. And it doesn't matter who you're playing on the other side. If you're not playing consistent on your side, it's going to be really hard to win games.
I've heard a lot of that nameless, faceless opponent stuff from players and coaches this year in football, volleyball, trying to not pay attention to who's on the other side. Like you said, focus on yourselves and playing really well. And you talked about the third set, the momentum, 25-8. And one thing I love about watching volleyball is how momentum takes over matches and how it is so important. And it is a tangible thing that you can feel and is a part of the match. And Mason, when you were playing in the third set, and then just in general, how does momentum affect you as a player and your team? And talk about experiencing momentum as a college volleyball player.
We actually just talked about this a couple days ago, but momentum is huge in volleyball. Taking those big plays, like a huge block and a huge kill, really can dictate and turn around an entire match. And like you guys both said on Saturday, we totally rode that energy train and roller coaster. And so we definitely need to take advantage of those big plays that we get so that we can build momentum to finish sets and finish the match. So
Mason Fagot and Coach Jen Stadler, our guest, CSC Volleyball tonight on Nebraska Bank's Chadron State Sports Journal. Mason, what do you feel like are the biggest keys that your team needs to do to shore up this final playoff spot as you come down the stretch here?
Yeah, I think honestly it's just going to be putting it all together. I think we undoubtedly have the talent and the skill, and I think it's just going to be getting that consistency, finding that rhythm, and putting all of our pieces together, because I really do believe when we have every aspect together, we are unstoppable. So I think that's going to be big.
Yeah, this team's, when you're all clicking, is one of the most dangerous teams, I think, in the RMAC. And if you get, is it all about getting into the tournament? You get into the top eight, and then do you feel like, hey, we can be kind of one of those snakes in the grass that maybe gets overlooked a little bit, and we're a pretty dangerous club? We're not really afraid of anybody?
Yes, for sure. I definitely think that we can be some really big underdogs if when we get into the tournament. I think that we have so much potential, and I really am excited for this end of season, because we're finally, I think if we can just keep like grinding away every single day and remembering what our goal is, I think that we're definitely going to have the potential to take some teams.
Mason Fagot in her second season with Chadron State, a tremendous offensive player for the Eagles. And this weekend we've been talking about the Adams State and New Mexico Highlands matches that you're going to have. You've already played Adams, and you ladies swept them. You'll see Highlands for the first time. The first match against Adams was one of your best. You had 12 kills in that match. You hit 278, a terrific percentage. What did you feel like allowed you so much success in the win over them the first time?
I thought about that question, and it was honestly just that we were all clicking together. We just all worked together. We were flowing well. We were playing free, and I think that that's going to be huge for upcoming matches too, is just playing free, relaxed, and having fun. I think that's when we play our best volleyball.
Do you have a favorite road trip in the RMAC? You're headed to Alamosa this week. Is there one out there that you really enjoyed?
Does Florida count?
Florida count. So we'll go outside the RMAC, but yeah, that's a great road trip.
That was definitely the best. But
all right, so we'll go with Florida. It's a great place. Coach Stadler, let's turn back to you now, and let's kind of look a little bit ahead even further. I know you guys like to go match by match, but I think it'd be interesting to find out next Wednesday at home. You have Colorado Christian coming here, and that's the team you're tied with right now in those final two spots. So maybe one of the biggest matches or the biggest match of the season when that comes up. What's your sort of early scouting report on CCU? What do you make of the matchup?
Yeah, I mean, honestly, I think that whole week is going to be a grind. I mean, not only is Colorado Christian a great team, but then you also have to go up to the South Dakotas and play Black Hills State, who is a team that just, you know, won't go away, you know, like type thing. They're feisty. They play really well at home. They're hungry to win some games. And then, you know, South Dakota Mines is a great team as well. You know, I think Colorado Christian is, I would say, really similar to us. They can have some really great games, obviously, because they beat Mesa this past weekend. And then they can have some games that, you know, they're just not all clicking, you know, together. And they lost to Adams when Adams went there. So, you know, I think they have the ability to be really, really good. And so I think just our preparation going into the whole week is just making sure that we continue to keep our edge on our side of the net, adapt to the things that the team might be doing, you know, well against us. Like, for example, you know, we didn't anticipate Pueblo setting their middles as much as they did, because they usually don't. And I thought that was something that as a coaching staff and even as a team, we didn't adapt well to when we were playing Pueblo, is that because they set their middles so much more than we were expecting, we didn't do a great job in game adaptation. So, you know, hopefully as a coaching staff and a team, we can, you know, see what the team is doing against us and making those changes, making those moves, you know, helping our team be successful maybe in those situations that we are maybe not as prepared for, but then making sure that we stick to our game plan, stick to our scouting report, stick to the things that we know that we can do really well at, that we have confidence in. And like Mason said, we got to build off those moments. If we would have built off that match against Westminster when we beat them 25-8 and rolled into the fourth with that momentum and that energy, I don't think we would have went to a fifth. So just finding ways to, you know, like I said, do those things that we normally do well, adapting to some other areas that, you know, maybe are coming at us, and then building that momentum, I think is going to be big for us next week.
Coach, what a really interesting answer in terms of like Pueblo coming in and they did something you weren't quite expecting. And it makes me think about, you know, scouting and watching tape. And now you've had this almost full season to say, okay, we know what they are. We know what this opponent does. But then they kind of throw a curveball at you. Do you find yourself having to, as you look ahead and look at teams, maybe sort of taking a moment to think, okay, what's something they might try to come at us that we're not expecting? How much of that happens at the end of the season compared to the first part of the season where you don't really know as much about every team? But now teams will try to surprise you like Pueblo did.
Yeah, honestly, what's been interesting, I've thought this year, is every team has almost done something different the game that we've played them than what we've scouted. For example, when we played Adams, there was a girl that had traditionally played every single game as a right side, did not even play until the very last set as an outside.
Wow.
Colorado Christian actually started playing a different setter when they played Mesa than they've played all year. Black Hills, we were expecting them to run a 5-1 and they ended up running a 6-2 when we played them. So that's been, I think, hard as like a team and as a staff, is that you put these scouts together. And I mean, me and my coaching staff, we usually watch at least 3 games before we put the scouting report together, not just like the last game that they played, but a couple others, and yeah, to make sure that we have as much information on those that we can. But when they change it like the night before, we usually try to give our team the scouting report a couple days ahead so that they have time to kind of digest it.
Sure.
But if you give it to them then, and then they change the day before, then it's, you know, now we're just like, you know, on the moment being like, hey, they're actually doing this instead. And so I think just that's maybe been our little bit of struggle this year as a team, is just, you know, when you want to have a game plan and you want to be confident about your game plan, but we've got to be willing to like be able to adjust on the fly a little bit more and not be so like strict and like, oh, but this is what we want to do. Well, that team's not doing that right now. So we've got to be able to do something different if that's what they're doing against us. So, you know, hopefully we can have as many scenarios for them as possible in practices so that they can, you know, be prepared for the unexpected areas. I think we'd learned a lot about the Pueblo game and the fact that like, okay, well, just because a team is, we don't think is going to do that, doesn't mean they're not going to. And so yeah, we're able to make those plays. I just wasn't clicking for us that night,
you,
I guess.
You just,
but,
try yeah, to be as adaptable as you can,
yeah, yeah,
as you move on. Mason, yeah, how hard is it to make those in-match, say it's a big surprise like Coach just talked about, you see something like that, how do you guys as a team react, rally together, and try to figure it out on the court under coach's leadership and think, hey, this is what we've got to worry about right now because this is the change that they've made?
Yeah, I mean, I specifically remember in the Pueblo game, I think their middle got like 2 kills and we came into the huddle on the court and we were like, well, we weren't expecting that. Like,
yeah.
That was like one of the comments. And honestly, I just think that sometimes we need to focus more on what we're going to do to them instead of what they're doing to us in the moment. And I think that just comes with like what Coach was saying, the adaptability of like, okay, well, this is happening, but how are we going to answer back? What are we going to do to them to make them scramble and adjust?
Head Coach Jen Stadler, and as you just heard from student athlete Mason Fagot here on our show here tonight. Ladies, let's continue to move a little bit along. We're already rolling right through. This has been a great show. I'm so glad we were able to get both of you in tonight on the Sports Journal. Mason, speaking of Colorado Christian, last year you had a huge night against them, 10 kills. You hit 421. I mean, an amazing percentage. How much does what happened a year ago against a team carry over to the next time that you see them? So much changes, and a lot of times people like me in the media like to say, oh, you did this last year, or your history is this, but does any of that really matter that night that you play them? Can you speak to that a little bit with, yeah, Colorado Christian?
Honestly, I'm not someone that remembers stats, or I'm also really bad about remembering what the team even did last year. And so every year is a new opportunity. Every year is a completely new team on both sides of the net. And so whatever happened in the past happened, whether it was great or bad, and the next time you get to see them is just another opportunity to make a play, make a point, and yeah, just do your job.
Well, if even a little bit of that success from last year can carry over, we hope it does for you this year, Mason. And we'll finish up with a couple more. First, for Coach Stadler, what would it mean for you and your program for the Eagles to clinch this playoff berth and get in the dance, as they say?
Yeah, I think obviously that has been something we, you know, when I started in 2019, has been a goal of mine as a coach, but then a goal for the program. And so I think it would just, I know for these seniors, and you know, like Riley Grimen, who's been here, this is her fifth year.
Yeah.
I think, you know, just to do that for them, you know, it's not about me. It's about, you know, them and the hard work that they put in. And, you know, I probably get emotional talking about it just because I know how much work these seniors have done, not just for playing wise, but the culture of this program. And, so to be able to, you know, do that for them, and then for the rest of the girls who, you know, the freshmen, they've just totally bought in. And, I just, you know, this team is just, I think, so deserving of it. And so, I mean, it would obviously mean a lot to me, but I think just being able to have them walk away with that would be an amazing experience.
It'd have to mean a lot to you too, Mason, right? Being one of the veteran leaders on this team.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. I feel like we've just put in so much work, not even this season, but last spring we really grinded. And like you said, not even just on court stuff, but off court relationships and culture has just been a really like emphasis in our team. So
that's great. Well, let's get wrapped up here today with learning a little bit more about you, Mason, and sharing with the fans what's your CSC major.
I am currently a psychology major with a marketing minor.
Do you use stuff you learn in psychology on the court to try and find an advantage there and play the mental thing with the other side a little bit, or yourself, you know, maybe to keep
probably
your...
Probably more myself, yeah. Just like if I learn a positive talk, like self-talk practice, I guess I would try to implement it. Or but I wouldn't say that it's something huge that happens.
It doesn't jump in until I loved psychology in college, some of my favorite classes. So I always like to hear of psych majors, minors, and people interested in it. And the tie-in with sports, too. It's amazing how big sports psychology has become. What do you want to do for your career, Mason, once you're done with school?
After I graduate here, I am planning on going to graduate school and getting an EDS in school psych.
Terrific. You going to try to do more volleyball GA stuff, or you want to do stay involved with a team wherever you may end up for grad school?
Being a GA for volleyball team would be awesome, or even like a club coach or something. I don't know. I definitely want to do some type of coaching afterwards, though.
Great. What's the one thing that you must do before a match to kind of get fully prepared and fully psyched out to play?
I don't know. I'm kind of a low-key player before a match. I kind of like to be zen and calm, but I would say something that always gets me like pumped or in the mindset is my stepdad sends me like a funny like game day quote and like a big paragraph just about the day, and that always gets me like in the mindset to play.
Nice. How about you, Coach? We'll toss it to you for that one. Something, what do you have to do before? Is there something you feel like you've got to do to get in the right spot, ready to go for competition?
Well, now that I'm a coach, I really like, I don't like the pre-match stuff. I feel like it's just so long and I just want to get on the court.
Yeah.
So actually something I've been doing this year that I haven't done in the past is I've been taking walks outside like before the game or before I even get ready for the game and listening to like different podcasts just about like mindset, or it could be just like sounds, like nature sounds, even though I'm walking outside. So I don't really know why I'm listening to nature sounds, but it does help calm me down a little bit, which is probably something that I need before a game. So I probably don't need to get more hyped up. I just need like that time to like take some deep breaths and, you know, kind of de-stress myself a little bit. So that's been what I've been doing so far this year. And
I love it. I love it. You're going one way, the players are going another way.
Yeah, I mean, they should be going and getting hyped up, but I feel like if I came out on the court at all, like, they would be like, what is this lady doing?
How many Red Bulls did you have on your walk out there?
Right.
Oh, good stuff. And finally, Mason, why do you enjoy playing volleyball so much? What is it that you just love about the game so much?
Oh my gosh, there's so many aspects, but I would probably just say that it challenges me not only physically, but mentally. And I just feel like when I start to meet little goal at a time, it's just rewarding.
That's great. Well, fans, you can find Coach Stadler and Mason Fagot out there on the court playing, coaching, respectively, at the Sequoia Center, and a big stretch of games coming up this season. Hope to see you ladies in the playoffs. It's been a fun season, and looking forward to you guys getting that spot clinched and making a run in the postseason. Thanks so much for being on the CSC Sports Journal tonight. Coach Jen Stadler, student-athlete Mason Fagot. Thanks, ladies.
Yeah, thank you for having us.
A community bank and your financial partner. That's Nebraska Bank. This is Dustin Chester, Vice President of Nebraska Bank in Hemingford and Alliance. Our experienced banking teams are ready to help you save, budget, and build your future. Stop in and we'll talk through your individual, unique banking needs. We will also provide you with an above average cup of coffee. Visit any of our four Panhandle locations. Our team and a cup of coffee will be waiting. Nebraska Bank, rooted with you and rooting for you. Member FDIC.
Thanks for joining us tonight for the CSE Sports Journal, presented by Nebraska Bank. Tune in Wednesday nights throughout the season as Voice of the Eagles, Dave Collins, chats with Chadron State student-athletes, coaches, and sports newsmakers to get you the inside perspective on CSE sports. Listen on the free Panhandle Post app and download episodes online anytime at panhandlepost.com by clicking on the CSE logo for more Eagles content online. Fine.